Okay, good morning. Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Hey. Starting on the Mishnah at Ayin Dalet Amud Bet. Dedicate the shiur today, Yom HaZikaron, to all the Chayalim, all the who've died in all the wars of Israel, and all the Marachot, specifically in this war, Chabad Bazel. Mention Chatufim, Matan Shachar ben Einat, and Hirsch ben Beruchana. All the Ptsuim, for Shleima, Abbasorot Tovot, which also for Shleima to Elisa's mom, Sarah Chava Bat Feiga. Shreva, that's a good day, and please God, a successful year. Okay, so the Mishnah starts off, Malve Adam et Arisav Chitin Bechitin Azera. So if you've got a sharecropper, you can lend him wheat, for wheat, but seeds, avalolechol. Right, you can't lend him food, seeds that he can grow food from. But you can lend him seeds and he pays you back in seeds. Doesn't pay you back in food. Shabbin Gamliel, Marvin, Arisav, Chitin, Chitin, Ezer, Beyoke, Bozlo, or Bezol, Bokru, Notel, Mehen, Keshar, Azor. Rabbin Gamliel would be very machmir on himself. And if he lent them at a lower rate or higher, but he'd always take back the lower rate. Rabbi Neshalacha, okay, not because that was the halacha. He says, Elisharatza, Lachmir, that's why he wants to be machmir. So the Mishnah is telling you already, you don't have to do that. If you lend them at a high rate, they can pay back at a high rate, then they can pay back at a low rate. But he was machmir on himself. They thought the halacha of Masa. Gemara brings a brighter. Now, just to look at it carefully, our Mishnah. So the brighter says, like a terminal, Malve adamat arisav chitin bechitin lezera. The brighter says, you can lend your sharecropper chitin bechitin lezera. It's exactly like our Mishnah says, right? So the Gemara says, "Abed Rama Murim." When do we say? When? At what stage, or until what stage, can you lend him this? Shlo Yered, if he hasn't yet actually gone into the fields, Aval Yarad. But if he's gone into the fields already, Asur, then you can't. Look at Rashi, Aval Yarad, Asur. We'll see. The Rashi says, "Can the We'll see this Gemara carries on with the story. The Gemara says, "Mashna itan di dan de lo kamaflik ben yaru ven lo yarad." Umashna itan bara de kamaflik ben yarad uven lo yarad. What's the difference, says the Gemara, here between our Tana and the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah, the Tana of the Brachah of the Mishnah? The Tana of the Mishnah makes no distinction about when he's gone into the field and he hasn't gone into the field. It just says, you can end the guy. And the brighter makes it, this Tana, the brighter says, no, depending if he's already gone onto the fields, he hasn't gone onto the fields. All right? So Amar Rava says like this. He says, Rav Idi Azbara Nehli, Rav Idi explained this to me. Right? Rashi says, when he says Azbara Li, means Piresh Vehevinali. This is telling me that he actually understood it. Okay? Let's hope that we are all Vehevina as well at the end of this little sugya of here, right? What the difference was. So he says, what's the difference? It says Ba'atu Tana Didan, right, in the place of the brighter, of the Tana of our Mishnah, Ba'atu Tana Didan, Arisa Ya'iv Bizra. It's the Aris who provides the seeds. Rashi says Ya'bizra is the Zera. So the convention is that who brings the seeds? The sharecropper brings the seeds. All I do as the land owner is give him the land. He provides the seeds. Now if he's providing the seeds, so then we can rightfully expect that he wants more, correct? Agreed, everybody with me? If he's providing the seeds, and he's talking more. If I'm giving the land and the seeds and the labor, then he gets less. Yeah, he's got a bigger stake in the game. He wants more. So Arisa Yav Bizra. So now, in the place of the Mishnah, since he's bringing the seeds, and Ben Yarad Ben Lo Yarad, whether he's on the field or he isn't on the field yet, Kama de lo yahiv bizra, as long as he hasn't yet actually delivered the seeds. So he's set up shop on the house, on the property now. His camp is all in place, right? But he hasn't yet actually, the delivery of the seeds haven't been made. So then he says, Kama de lo yahiv bizra, matzi, maslikle. We can essentially, balabait, the balabait can say, listen, I want you off. So I did a deal with you, set up your shop, but you know what? I want you to leave. Why? You haven't bought your seeds yet, and you're responsible for bringing seeds. You haven't started anything yet. Go. Look at Rashi. Hilchach afilu yarad. Therefore, even if he's on the field, v'kvar chash, he started plowing. Hoyul b'yad balabait nesalko. Since the balabait can at any given time until the seeds arrive on the site, removing from the property, bishvil shein lo zera, because he hasn't got a seed, kashelavami menu vezoreya, if he now borrows from the owner, the landowner, the seeds and plants, because yokru chitin, and now if chitin goes up in price, yiten chitin, and he pays him back with the chitin, enzo ela halva'a, enzo halva'a, ela lebatzir. Right? It's enlo ela halva'a, ela lebatzir. It's like a normal case of where you borrow from somebody something, you pay them back when you've got them. So now he says, V'chin, look back, I'm back in the Gemara, I'm reading Rashi and the Gemara at the same time, V'chin nachit lebatzir, me'achi kenachit. Therefore, when he starts harvesting, it's from the owner, the guy who lent him the crop, he starts paying him back first. Look at Rashi, me'achi, v'harei hu keyored letocha, me'achshav amenachi to balabait hazeret tchila mechalek amagil aris. What's happening is, the sharecropping story is actually a little bit more complicated than it seems, right? What's the idea of a sharecropper? We've got a partnership. I provide the field and he does the work and then he pays me like some sort of a rental. But if I gave him the seeds in the place where he's not supposed to provide the seeds, so I loaned him the seeds, the first seeds that are going to come out are going to come back to me. That's repayment of his loan, correct? Everybody's happy with that, right? V'haris yitol ashar b'schar tircho, and the balance, in other words, if he's supposed to provide the seeds and I provide the seeds, so there's suddenly two transactions taking place here. Do you agree? The one transaction is the transaction of a sharecropper. I provide him with land. He's got to work the land and gives me a portion of his crop for the use of my land. There's another transaction now taking place in our Mishnah, and that is the guy arrived at any given time until he had the seeds were delivered to start planting. He never had seeds, and I lend him seeds. There's a new transaction now. Forget about the fact that he's my sharecropper. Now I lent him seeds. So now when he harvests, the first harvests that he has are to pay me back my seeds. And then only afterwards does he become a conventional sharecropper and I get a portion of his crop. Everybody happy with that? But if I'm a sharecropper and I come to you and the conditions of our sharecropping is that you provide the seeds, so I don't have to pay you back seeds. Because it was part and parcel of my sharecropping. I just have to give you back the goods. Are you with me on that? Right, so that's the difference between the Brayta and the Mishnah, basically, look back, now trying to say in the Rashi. Maybe I should have said it before we started reading the Rashi. So now he says over here, so now he says, V'aris yitol ashar b'schar tircho, v'yitol pachot mishar arisin, k'shiura zera. He takes less now than other arisin, the value of the seeds. Why is he getting less than other arisin? Other arisin should have bought their own seeds. This guy didn't bring seeds. I gave him the seeds. I want my seeds back. He's going to first harvest my seeds back and get them back to me. And now he's going to get less because he's going to only start getting his share from the net portion after he's paying me back my seeds. V'amenat ken yara. That was the condition of the deal. She told pachot b'shar arisin k'shir azer. So that is, he says, so that is, what's the difference between the two brightas? Because our Mishnah said, and he never made a distinction in the Mishnah whether he comes or doesn't. So the Gemara explains why. Well, at least Rav Idi explained that in the place of our Mishnah, the sharecropper normally provides the seeds. Here he didn't provide the seeds. I provided him the seeds. And therefore, until the seeds arrive, I can move him off. So I don't need to be told until he is there or not there. Because even once he's there, I can still remove him from my property if he hasn't yet provided the seeds. Now we go back to the next guy, right? And now, after the Tana Bara, in the place of the Braita, where he lived, the Tana Braita, Mari Ara Yai Bizra. The convention is that the owner of the fields always provides the seeds. So now, it's no longer a question of until what stage can I remove this guy from our field if he's bought the seeds or hasn't bought the seeds. He's never meant to bring the seeds. I'm always providing the seeds. So now we've got a different timeline on how I can remove or not remove him. If he hasn't yet actually set up camp on the fields, I can tell him, I don't want you to come in. But once set up camp, it's too late because setting up camp includes me providing him with the seeds. Everybody got that? So in the Mishnah case, he provides the seeds. So therefore, it's irrelevant whether he's already there or not there. Even if he's there, I can still tell him he's got to pack up and go home because he's taking too long to deliver the seeds. Where in the case of the Breita, part of him arriving there is he expects the seeds to be there. So it's no longer relevant whether the seeds are there or the seeds aren't there. It's just whether he's actually arrived or hasn't arrived. That's essentially the two places. And then in both places, Ilo Yatz, it says, Ba'atra Tatana Bara, Mari Arayahi Bizra. Ilo Yarad, if he hasn't yet set up shop, the Matzalikba. Kinachid, but now, but once he sets up shop, I can't get him off any longer. So Kinachid the Batsir, Mehachi Kinachid. Right? So that's what he said, looking at Rashi over here. Let's do this last line of Rashi together. Vazaya Karka Shelo Yafeh. Vashin. So what happens is, Mari Arayahi Bizra. Vazaya Karka Shelo Yafeh. Vashinami Minaga Ir Lahatil Ala Aris. And what's happening over here, he says, in both cases, there was a change of behavior. In the place of the Mishnah, normally the Aris provides the Bizra, the seeds, and here the owner provided the seeds. In the place of the Tana of the Breita, the owner provides the seeds, and this guy, he didn't provide the seeds. What happened is he asked the Aris to bring the seeds. Therefore, if he made this condition with him before he went onto the fields, when that was the last moment he had to prevent it from going on, so now once he says, no, you bring your own seeds, it's on this condition that he goes down, and now Enza Halva'a. But if you already started working there, and he never told us you would bring your own seeds, he normally knows, I'm bringing you the seeds. He said, you know what, I haven't got the seeds. If you want to stay, I'm giving you the seeds. You've got to bring your own seeds. He accepted it. Now, why did he accept it? Either he paid him a little bit more to accept it, because now, you know, he's normally says, I've got to bring this. You've got to bring the seeds. He says, no, you bring the seeds. I'll pay a little bit more. I'll give you a gift or whatever the case is. Now you can't say to him, you're going to pay me back. Okay, now you can't say to him, listen, since I paid you or I gave you the gift, so now you've got to treat you like as if you had brought the seeds, as if I had given you the seeds. Because you actually, I was meant to give you the seeds and you brought the seeds. If I had given you the seeds, so you would have got less. I convinced you to bring the seeds and you got money or a gift. It doesn't mean that now we're back to square one, because it will become as if it was a halva. That's what he said. That's what he said here. He says, which was the case in the first case where the guy provided the seeds, right? He was meant to provide the seeds, the sharecropper and the owner provided the seeds. Here the owner was meant to provide the seeds and the sharecropper provided the seeds, but he got some compensation for it. He doesn't step into the shoes of the guy who was meant to provide the seeds and got a loan, which is how it would have been in the first place. If he had started repaying him back from that first amount and take less, then that would have been considered a loan, that would have been considered malve, and that would have been asur. Okay, so Rabbanan. Now we got a whole list of things. Was the intuit? What I think is happening is as follows. If the owner, if the sharecropper is always meant to bring the seeds and the owner provides the seeds, so the sharecropper first has to pay back the owner his seeds, and therefore he then gets a little bit less because he's got less seeds, so to speak, of his own, right, where he was going to get a benefit from. If the owner is meant to provide the seeds and the sharecropper in the end ends up providing the seeds, right, even though he compensates him for it, so it doesn't matter. It isn't as if he provided the seeds and therefore the sharecropper gets less. Even though he compensates him for it, the sharecropper basically behaves as if the owner had provided him with the seeds and therefore he's entitled to the full amount. That, I think, is the difference between the two cases. Person can say to his friend, this is semantics, but it's necessary semantics, say to his friend, "Hal vini kur chitin," right? Lend me a kur of chitin, the kotzetz lo damin. Right, lend me a thing of thing, the kotzetz lo, what does it mean the kotzetz lo? Mekach vekach damim keshar shel achshav itenecha. And he sets the loan, and he converts the loan into money. So he says, lend me a kur of chitin, and we see a kur of chitin is worth 1,000 shekels, and I owe you 1,000 shekels. So that you can do. Right, look at Rashi, kach vekach damim keshar shel achshav itenecha, vekamar tana. And the Tana, right, however, look here, Hoslu in the Gemara carries on. Hoslu, the writer says, Noten lo chitin. If the price goes down, so now a kur of chitin was worth 1,000, And Tami come to repay a kur of chitin worth only 800, you give him back a kur of chitin. Hukru, if a kur of chitin went up now to 1200, you give him the 1000. Are you with me? So essentially, you set the price, but you don't have to pay more money than the 1000. You can either give him back a kur, or you can give him back a 1000. So if a kur becomes worth more than a 1000, you give back a 1000. If a kur becomes less than a 1000, right, says Hoslu, you give him the kur. So even though you set him, no one's going to lose at the end of the day here. Because at the best scenario, you're getting your kur. You lent a kur, you're getting a kur. But even though the kur might have gone up, doesn't matter. You give him the kur. You have to pay them more of the, you don't pay more of the money. So Vahalo, the Gemara says Vahalo katzatz. But how can you do that? At the end of the day, didn't you set a price with him? Look in the Rashi, Vahalo katzatz, v'chi hozlu nami yitol damim she katzatz. But how come you got to give him the kur if the price went up or the price went down? You should give him the lower money. You set the price at 800, pay him 800. So I'm refreshing this now. What does it really mean? If you didn't convert it into money, then hoslu notel chitim, hokru noten to mehem. If it went up, you give him the money. If it went down, you give him the chitim. But if you actually katzatz, then it seems like even if it goes up, right? If it went down, you still have to give him the 1000. So if you borrow, because it said, ended up becoming like borrowing money. So here he says, if it went down to 800, don't give him the 1000, give him the kur, which only costs 800. He says, no, that's if you didn't kotzetz, you didn't convert it into money. But if you actually said, I'm lending you a kur, and a kur is worth 1000 shekels, and now a kur goes down to 800, you've got to pay the guy 1000 shekels. It's not interest, right? It's not interest, because you didn't borrow 800 shekels, you borrowed a kur. The fact that a kur now is 800 shekels, you aren't meant to make a cheshbon, a money on the guy. Everybody got it? Clear? Right? Okay. New Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is, Lo yomar adam lechaveiro. Again, some more semantics over here. Halvini kur chitin vaniten lechalagorin. Lend me, don't say to him, lend me a kur now, and vaniten lechalagorin. And I'll pay you back at the harvest time. Aval omer lo, haveni ad shavo beniyo ad shem tzav avteach. But say to him, listen, lend me a kur, and I'll pay back about Sarka Deka found the keys. Now, you might not even have it, but rather say that. That's what it sounds like to me. Look at Rashi. Valomelo Aveni Ashavabini, the Kevan de Yeshlo Shapidami, the Asabesad Rabbanan, who the love Neshech to write to the Chieshlo Lo Gazu. So, but what if you haven't got it? Rashi seems to say, because you've got it, it's okay. But what if you haven't got it? Yes, but you can go and buy it. So, if you've got it, if it's readily available in the store, then see if you've got it. Hillel says that you can't do that. Hillel says, you can't even lend your neighbor a loaf of bread until you convert it into money and agree on a money that you owe her. Shim your crew chitin v'limtzu ba'ot v'im your crew chitin. Because if the flour goes up now, and to pay back the loaf, you have to go and pay more money, as if you're basically giving her a ribit. If a guy owns a seya, he can end a seya. If he owns a seya, he can end a satayim. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. If you own one seya in your pantry, right, 1 kilo of flour, you can borrow a ton of flour from somebody. Look at Rashi. Kama kurin. The kol chada v'chada minan zote tachtea. Because every time you borrow, every sayah you borrow, you can say, that sayah is covered by the sayah in my pantry. You borrow the next sayah, that sayah is covered by the sayah in my pantry. So basically, this is like the creation of money, right? A bank can lend out 10 times what they've got in the bank. Because every time they lend a loan, they say, it's covered what they've got in their loan. Exactly what's happening here. Think about it. So Tari Rabbi Chia says, listen, you are Rabbi Yitzchak. It brings a bright to help Rabbi Yitzchak. Tipat yain enlo. A guy hasn't even got a drop of wine in his house. Tipat shemen enlo. He hasn't got a drop of oil. He can't borrow anything. Ha yeshlo lo ve'alea kama tipin. The Bible says if he's got one drop, he can borrow a couple of drops. Or tipin ya might be a liter, can borrow a couple of liters. So basically, you don't have to have an equal amount. In other words, you got something to be able to pay back, because you got to be able to pay back at least the one sayah, you covered for that sayah. But Hillel said asur in the Mishnah. Remember, Hillel said that if you say to a guy, until my son comes, or I find the key, it's asur. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel. Halacha k'tiva Hillel. What's halacha k'tiva Hillel? Asur, and the Gemara says, v'leit hilcha dekevate, locha dot lakim. V'chanei Hillel mer, right? And the Mishnah then carried on and said, Hillel said, lo til ve'isha ki kali chavetach, I said, until you converted to money. Right? So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Zor Divrei Hillel. Avachemim Bomrim, Avachemim say no. Lovim Stam, Uporim Stam. You can borrow a Sayah and pay back a Sayah. Don't have to convert it into money. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. But now listen to this. This is amazing. B'nai Chabura. Says Rav Yehuda, B'nai Chabura, guys who are part of like a club. Okay? Like they eat together and they're friendly. A group of friends who always spend time together. However, Hamakpidim Ze Al Ze. And the people don't like that. They go to a restaurant. I'm not giving an opinion. They go to a restaurant and they get the bill, and everybody then goes through with the bill and says, this was mine, this was mine, this was yours, this was yours, this was yours. And each person pays in the amount that they bought. Okay? People do that. Some people just split the bill between four or six. Everyone's got their own opinion. But guys who are muckpit, and if they go out together and the one guy paid for petrol, when they get home, they'll say, we traveled 25 kilometers. 25 kilometers cost us X liters. And they each pay each other the money. Now again, there are people who I don't know, people who do it, but I'm saying this is what Gemara is talking about. People are makpid zelze. They make sure that whatever happens, they split between them everything, right? Ovrin, these guys, Rashi says they're dafka on Shabbos and Yontov. They're over on Isur. What's the Isur? Of Midah and Mishkal and Minyan. They weigh things and they measure things and they count them out because they're busy having a Yontov Suda. And they stood up and they said, you ate 3 pieces of chicken, I 2 pieces of chicken, you ate a hamburger, you ate a bowl of rice, and they do a cheshbon with each other. Umishom lovin, uporim beyond, they lend each other and they pay each other back on yonto. They're doing deals back. I ate this much, you ate that much, they net it off. Right? Look at Rashi here. Umishom ovrim, b'shabbatov yami tovin, mishom lovin uporim, didama sech shabbos. Umiyavaj lo yomar lo, halvini, vahatam efarish tam, eshem yichtov. Why am I writing things down? Okay, we're pouring yontov. We could give a hillel af mishum ribit. And for ribit, hillel's concerned, that's even ribit. That's the one halacha. So you got to be careful. Now, I don't see, right? You got to be very careful now how you do these sorts of things. Then another halacha via says, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, another one, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. You see a couple of halachas today, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. He says, Tamidach, me mutrin ilvotze bezeb ribit. They can enter the ribit. Of course, says, why? My timer. He says, "Made yare the ribit asuru, but tenahu di abedar." Because as asuru ribit, they give the guys a gift. So if they owe something to somebody, they give him a gift that will be muta. Okay, not sure. I'm a Shmuel. Abale Shmuel lavu bar ihi. So Shmuel said to Bar'i's father, "Halvini mea pilpulin, be mea veshrin pilpulin. Lend me 100 peppers. I'll pay back 120 peppers. Va'arich. Look at Rashi says, 'Arich means v'shapir dami.' It's good. Why? The matana ba'amuhu ve'lo ribit. Rashi says, 'Arich tov.'" Right, he said it was fine. They're not really paying ribbit, they're just giving gifts. Okay, surprisingly enough, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, a Rav, mutar adam lavot benav ubenei bito beribit. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, that a person can lend his children money according to ribbit. Why? That a timan tam ribbit, let them taste ribbit, that for educational purpose, see how bad ribbit is. You lend your son a loan and he starts going to pay back interest. He sees how dangerous interest is. And the Gemara says, velav milti, that's not correct. Why? Mishum da atchila mishach. The guy might think it's not a bad idea and end up thinking that he can lend a ribbit. Okay, look at Rashi over there. He might end up liking it too much. So sometimes you have to be careful you teach your children because it might have the negative effect. New Mishnah.
The interest
there
is that it's not really interest because it's coming out of the father's pocket anyway.
Okay, is it a note like that? Okay, that's interesting. So, I didn't see anything like that. Rashi just says, "V'lati man she'edu kama mitzayir u'metzar hanotno v'yavinu kama onsho gadol." So I understood the pshat of Yadavka that there's a Rashi with the Rashi that you read, the Rashi in Shabbos that says, "Banav b'nei b'to asmuchim ashulchanu dekaven da'kol mishelo en kan ribit." That's the Rashi that you read, but the pshat in our Gemara is not that, by the way. Right? Okay. Matnitin, Omer Adam Lechaveru, Nikeshimi Venakeshimach. You said to God, said, plow with me, plow with me on my field, and I'll plow with yours on your field. Or see, de weed, I think. Nikesh means, I think I saw a Rashi somewhere, or where he says nikeshi mi. Rashi says ayom banina keshi mi. Rashi says nikush. He says shar clear. And the Kutra Rashi Avia says lenachesh litlosh asavim ra'im mitoch atovim, like to weed, like weed with me today, weed with you tomorrow. Or adori mi, yeah, hoe with me vadori mach. But don't say to him nakeshi mi vadori mach. Weed with me and I'll hoe with you, or hoe with me and I'll weed with you. Because the one might be harder, like we spoke yesterday, Mark, about getting me apples for oranges. Okay, but if it's apples for apples, it's the same thing. Right? So then it would be okay. Then call your mate grid echad. Rashi says, call your mate grid. Rashi says, yeah, grid echad, haim, velav dik the club, bedava lachusheme, yom echad, yaroch, mechaber, velokash, it's summer months. So call your mate garid is all the one, is the same thing. So if you say to the guy in the city, you have to worry in the summer day, it might be beginning of summer day, shorter days, in the middle of summer day, longer days, and he's going to be basically be working for more harder than you or whatever, or call your mate reviachat, or of the rainy period, etc. It's all the same. Lo yomar lo choroshimi begrid, vaniach choroshimach revia. But you can't say, you work with me in the summer and I'll work with you in the winter months. Because that could be considered, the winter could be harder because it's like all rainy and muddy and mushy, etc. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Yesh Rimukdem, Rabbi Gamliel says another locha, there's something which is called interest in advance, Ribit Mukdemet. And there's also Yesh Ribit Mukheret, interest in arrears. How would there be Ketzad? Now, Tani Navi Avotimenu, the guy wants to borrow money from a guy, who Mashalach Lo, and he sends him a gift for Melo Bishvil Shi Talveni. You know what? He sends a gift. I'm sending this gift, but lend me some money. And now he encourages the guy to lend him money, and now he's ready to repay him in advance. Ribit Mukdemet. Lovemin of Exilo at Mautav, or alone, a guy pays back money. And he says, "This is a gift for you for letting me use your money. I know that you weren't earning any money. I felt bad. You could have earned some money on it. I'm compensating you for that." So here, that's ribbit in arrears. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yes, ribbit dvarim. Rabbi Shimon says even ribbit when it comes to words. Right? He gives an example over here. I'm not sure how to understand the example. He says, "Lo yomar lo," don't say to a guy, "Da ki ba explaining my komploni." Know that this guy's coming over here. I don't know, maybe it's a guy lent you money, and now there's a guy in town who you know that he'd like to meet. And he's obviously, you know that guy's arriving in town, or maybe it's a guy he's trying to do a deal with, or whatever the case was. And you say, just know this guy's arriving in town. So you're giving him information, which you might not have made an effort to give him if he never owed you the money, if he never lent you money, but now lent you money, you won't try and be nice to him. Okay? Like carrying faith in his eyes. Ve'elu, now the Mishnah says, we saw this as well, a couple of times written in this Masechta. Elu Ovrim Belo Taseh. These are a couple of guys who are all over on these Isurim of Ribit. Hamalveh, the guy who lends the money. Vailoveh, the guy who borrows the money. Vairavin, the witnesses. Vairavin, the guarantors. Vairavin, and the witnesses. Vachachamim Omrim, Afasofeh, even the scribe who writes the contract. Ovrim Mishum Lotiten, Umishum Altikach Mito. All these psukim, all these lavim. Lotiten, the pasuk of Yah is Ekazachaloten, Lobaneshech, Vemarbit, Lotiten, Achlecha. Altikach mito. Now the pasuk altikach mito. Yes, you can't take money from an interest. Mishum lo tielo kenoshe. Don't be accredited to him. Mishum velo tismo lav nashek. Don't put ribit on him. Mishum velivnei vetech. Don't put a stumbling blind, a block in front of the blind from last week's pasuk. Goshim to you. Vayareitem elokecha ani Hashem. All these are isurim. Look at the amount of isurim that are involved over here. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 lavim over here. You're involved in at least, if not more. So the Gemara brings a bright time. Where do we know that if you owe a guy, if you owe a man, and you don't normally say hello to him, you can't now suddenly you owe him the money, so now you're a nice guy to him. Normally you wouldn't give the guy the time of day, right? You wouldn't even waste time saying hello to him in the morning, but now suddenly you owe him money, so you die, he's your best friend, right? Talmud Lomar, Neshech. Right, the pasuk of Yah says, Lo tashich lachicha neshech, kesev neshech, ochel neshech, food or money, or kol davar asher yishach. Anything that you'd pay him back with in kind. Kol davar asher yishach. Anything. I feel it's dibur asu. Right, even if it's dibur, you can't pay him back. You can't do that. Right, this is all. We finished. 1 second. We still, I mean, good morning, right? Food or asu. And now the Mishnah said, "Ve'elu Ovrin," right? He said that the Malve and the Love and the Edim and the Aravim, etc. So Abaya now gives an allocation, splits it up into, gives you points, right? So Abaya says, "Malve over Bekulan." The guy lending the money is over on everything, Right? When he says, "Bekulan look at Rashi on the top there, Bechol hani dechashiv badidin duhu notem b'nei shem b'shal avav, v'hu lokech b'shal piron," when he gives it, when he gets it back, v'hu lo k'noshek k'shtovei v'doch hakon, he puts it into a stressful situation, v'hu sama lav neshek b'shal pisuk atna, when he makes the deal with him, notem michshol ibn halove, and he puts something right in front of him, why? Laviro, he makes him go over on the avero of lo tashich lechichel, you can't pay the guy back ribit. By me giving the guy the loan, I'm forcing him now to pay me ribit, I'm causing him to be over on avero. So the malve, you throw the whole book at him. Right? Over Bakulan. Love over, the love is over on the guy who borrows. Lo tashich, you can't pay back your friend. Velachich lo tashich, your brother don't pay back. If they're there, also don't pay back. Why Livnei Iver? We'll see just now. Why is the love over on Livnei Iver? Right? Why is the love over Livnei Iver? Because by him accepting the loan, he's putting the malve in a situation where the malve is over in all those Averas. Right? That's my father. My father, yeah, the classic. Loach Baro Ganef, Erchora Ganef. Who's the Ganef? Is the mouse a ganef when he stole the cheese, or is the hole the ganef? Because if it wasn't a hole, he wouldn't have got to be able to go there and run away and steal the cheese. So maybe the same thing. The love by agreeing to borrow the money is causing the malve to lend the money. If they weren't loving, they wouldn't be malvim, correct? So that's where he's over on the arev v'ha'edim, the arev, the guarantors of the witness, and of him enemy shum lotusim alav neshech. They only one avari, says there. Now, Tanu Rishon Omer, Malve Ribit, listen to this, it's Amadil, Rishon says, Malve Ribit, Yoteri Mashe Marvichin Mafsidim, more than they get, than they earn, they lose. You think you're doing well by charging Ribit and making money, you're actually losing. Look at Rashi Mafsidim, come up here, Kin, Mit Motetin Le Olam, we said the other day, right? We said, Mit Motetin, Lo Yimot Le Olam, if you don't need Lo Yimot, you wouldn't, and we said, those guys, some guys stumble and they come back. Guys who lend on Ribit, they never come back, right? Veloy od, not only that, Elisha Mesimim Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham. This is what's called Lashon Sagi Nahor. Rashi says, Lishna Ma'aliya Nakat. Right, what they really mean over here is that they make Moshe into an idiot. They turn Moshe into the Torato Emet. Right, Mesimim Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham Torah Emet. They actually turn Moshe into a fool, and they said that his Torah is lies. Why? Because what do they really say, Amal Beberibit? What does he say? By lending money, he says, "Omrim, ilo ya yodea Moshe Rabbeinu shi'a revach, but davar lo ya kotvo." If Moshe realized how much he could make, he would never have agreed to write into his Torah, "Don't lend my interest." He never understood it. The guy didn't understand business. And that's what you're doing by lending me ribit. You say Moshe never understood; he was a fool. Kiatu Avdimi, Avdimi, Rav Meitz Yisrael, Amar Minayin and Moshe bechaver mani yivyodea shein lo shasul avon lefanav. And unbelievable halacha this. A guy owes you money, and you know he hasn't got the money to pay you back. You aren't even allowed to walk in front of him. You can't let him see you even. Tamud lomar lo tiye lo kenoshe. You don't even appear to him like a creditor. Right, look at Rashi there. Lo tiye lo kenoshe. Lo terae be'enav kenoshe bo sheyireva yivosh. He'll see and be all embarrassed. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Tarvayu, both of them said like this, Ke'ilu danu b'shnei dinim. When you do this to a person, it's if you judged him with two types of dinim. Sheneemar, hirkavte enosh l'roshenu. Now, l'roshenu, Rabbi Rashi says from the word lashon noshe. If you look in the words, noshe, the l'roshenu, noshe, it sounds pretty much the same. It's a play on the words. Ketemaginan kerisha. He says the noshe is like a kerish in Aramaic. So le roshe, kerisha, same thing. Hare anu ba'im ba'esh uvamayim. The pasuk says, banu ba'esh uvamayim. With water and with fire. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, call me sheyesh lo ma'ot. Anyone's got money, ma'ot v'tash lo ba'edim. Listen to this. If you got money and you lend the money, forget about ribit now. Just you lend the money, but you lend it without witnesses. People don't see you. There's no edim to the loan. Over mishum v'lifnei iver lo temishlo. You over on the avera of putting a stumbling block in front of the blind. Why is that? Right? Is there Rashi over here? Over v'neshtei iver she'ole aruho she'love lichfor. Because you're allowing the lover to even have a moment to consider denying the loan. Because you know what this is. Maybe you'll deny it. Right? V'resh lakish amar Gorem klala la'atzmo. And Rashi says more than that. Right? So Rav says, I mean, Rabbi Rav, that you're doing it, you're over all the time. Rashi even more further, he says, and you're causing klala, you're causing curse to come to yourself. Why? Look at Rashi. Keshet tovo. When you actually claim the money from him. V'zeh kofer akol. V'zeh kofer. And he denies it. Hakol mekalelin oto. People curse you. V'omrim omrim shehu dover al tzadik atak. Atak means sheker. Because they believe the God. They believe him. He said, what do you mean? Are you the money? And now people say, look at who you try to steal money from the God. You try to get extract from that poor guy money. You rich guy. You want to just extract money from him because he's poor. But really, he owes you the money. Shneemar, and he quotes the pasuk of Yah, te almana, siftei sheker, hadovrot al tzadik atak. He speaks about a tzadik atak. Te almana, siftei sheker. Amu Rabbanan Ravashi, kemekayem Ravina koma adamu Rabbanan. So Rabbanan were boasting to Rav Ashi that Rav Inna was a makpid. He accepted, he was very particular about all these halachas. So now Rav Ashi wants to check Rav Inna. So shalach le bahare panya de male shabta on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says the Rashi Menachotia and Ramash Erev Shabbos. He sends him a message to Rav Inna and he says, Lishda li mar asara zuze. Please, Mar, send me 10 zuzes alone. Why? The itrami li have an opportunity. Ketine the ara le mizvan, to buy a small portion of land. Sadek tanakaze, that the Rashi have here in Ketubot. So Shalach le, Shavina sends him back a message, Neite mar sahade, v'nichtav ketava. You know, bring witnesses, I'll happily lend you the money, write an agreement. This is Ravina saying to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, well, Shalach le, afilu ananami, would you want a loan agreement from me with witnesses? You don't trust me? So look what Rashi says. Shalach le kol shekeima. How much more so you? Dafke you. But look what he tells him. The reason is, he says, the tarid begirsa. You, a big Talmud Chacham, you're spending all day learning. Mishtila, you're going to forget. V'gorem klala latzmi. You're going to cause me to be cursed. Because when I come and claim the money one day, you're going to have forgotten you owe me the money. In good conscience, you're going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. And guys are going to accuse me of trying to get money from you. I'm not going there. But I aid him, no problem. Tell Ravana and Shlosha Tzoakin, last end of the paragraph here quickly. Shlosha Tzoakin Venanin. There are three types of people that cry out. Look at Rashi says of Yat Tzoakin, Bebeitin Shomata. They go to court, Ve'ein Ne'enin. And people don't, and they aren't helped. Why? And Rashi says of Yat, Sheherei Haim Garmulat. They brought it upon themselves. And what are they? Ve'eluhain. You lend money at witnesses, like we just saw now a moment ago, it's your own problem. We'll see what that means in a moment. Rashi says that we'll see in a moment what it means. You acquire a master for yourself. And if you've got a wife who runs your life. Okay, these are three people you're in trouble. Now Gemara explains. Who's a kone adon latzmo? Mahi. Says a machloket. Iket army tole nechasa benochri. Some say this is a guy who tole nechasa benochri. Look at Rashi. Omer ma'ot shani mishtamesh bahen shel ploni nochri haim. He, a guy, the rich guy, make a lot of money. He doesn't want people to think that he's rich. So he said, no, I'm just working for the goy. I just work for this guy. It's not really mine. Look at Rashi. Shelo lahasbia atzmo. Right? Doesn't it look like he's doing too well? Upa'amim. Look at Rashi. Shehanochri shomea umamid aidin v'tova b'dinahem. So the guy hears that you're saying it's mine. Okay, he brings aidin. Didn't that guy say that it's mine? Give it to me. You've got to be careful. That's number one. V'iked amri akotev nechasav lebanav v'chayav. And some say kone adon la'atzmo is when you write, you give all your children your assets while you're alive. But be very careful. Because they then take control of you. And you're at their mercy. There are some people who do this, by the way. They think they're clever. That while their children are alive, they say, no, I want to have my children give control. They must look, they must learn how to run things. It's theirs. And then it comes boomerang back and it happens. I promise you it happens. Right? And Ikad the Amri, another opinion is, what's that? The Bishlei Bahamata. Some say, there's another category over here. The Bishlei Bahamata. Things are bad for him where he is in this place. V'lo azilemata. He won't move to another place. They say, Meshane Makom, Meshane Mazal. Suddenly you change your place, your Muslim improves. He doesn't want to move, and he suffers it all out. It's his problem. Adran lach ezu neshech. Adran lach ezu neshech. Adran lach ezehu neshech.